Maseches Tevuot, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Litra Zav, Yesh Li Biyadeha. Somebody who makes a claim against another person that the other person had a litra of gold which belonged to him. A litra is a certain weight. Em Lecha Biyadi El Litra Kesef Pater. And the other guy says he only has a litra worth of silver which belongs to the other guy. He is Pater from a Shvuah's Motiv of Mixas. And this is not a Hodah Memin HaTaina. The Hodah that he made was silver and the claim was gold. There's no Chiyav Shvuah Min HaTorah in this case. Diner Zav Yesh Li Biyadecha. He makes the claim of a gold coin which the other guy has. Ein lecha biyadi eladina kesef utrisis upundion upruta chayim. And the other guy said, I only have a silver coin which belongs to you, or a trisis, or a pundion, or a pruta which belongs to you. These are different types of coins. In such a case, he is chayim, a shvuah's motiv, a mixas, shahakol min matea achasi. These are all different types of coins, so therefore it's a hodah. Even though the claim was a gold coin and the hodah was a silver or copper coin, still it's considered a hodah mimin hataina since they're both coins and his chayav to take a shvua minator. Kor tvua yeshli biyadecha. Somebody who makes a claim against somebody else that the other guy has a kor of tvua of grain which belonged to him. A kor is 30 sa'ah. Ein lecha biyadi ela lesach kitniyas pater. And the other guy says, I only have a lesech of kidneys of beans which belong to you. His pater from a shvuah's motiv b'miksas. A lesech is half a kor, 15 sa'ah. In this case, his pater from a shvuah min haTorah, since it's not a hodah mimin haTaina, as the taina was grain and the hodah was kidneys. Kor peros yesh li biyadecha. If the taina was that the other guy has a kor of peros which belong to him, Ein lecha biyadi ela lesech kitnias chayiv. Sha'a kitnias bechlal peres. And the other guy says, I only have a lesech of kitnias of beans which belong to you. In such a case, he is chayiv, the shvuah's motiv b'miksas min haTorah, as kitnias is included in peres. When he says peres, that includes also kitnias. So therefore, this is a hodah mimin haTaina, and is chayiv a shvuah min haTorah. Tano chitin, behodah lo besorim, pater. For Rabbi Gamliel, machayiv. If the claim was wheat and the hodah was barley, his pater from a shvuah's motiv b'miksas, since this is not a hodah memin haTaina, Rabbi Gamliel though is mechayev a shvuah min haTorah, as any time there is a hodah, even if the hodah is not memin haTaina, Rabbi Gamliel is mechayev a shvuah min haTorah. According to Rabbi Gamliel, a hodah is mechayev you, even if the hodah was something other than the tzviah. Hatoen lechavero bekare shemen v'hodolo bekankanen. Somebody who makes a claim against his friend that the other guy owes him pitchers of oil, and the guy admits to owing him pitchers, but he doesn't admit to owing the oil. He wants to give him just plain pitchers. Admon Omer hayo v'hodolo mikfas mimin haTaina yishava. Admon says, since he is making a partial admittal from what the claim is, as the claim was pitchers of oil, and he is admitting to the pitchers, he has to take a shvuah's motiv b'miksas. V'chachamim oimrim ein ha-hodah me-min ha-taina. The chachamim say this hodah, this admittal, is not from what the claim is being made against him, as the claim was for the oil, not for the pitchers. He had in mind that the other guy should give him oil. He just said pitchers of oil to tell the guy how much he is mechayev to give him, but not that he wants pitchers, he just wants the oil, so this is not a hodah memin haTaina, and there is no chiyav shvuah min haTorah in this case. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, roa ani et divrei Admon. Rabbi Gamliel said, it appears to me that Admon is correct. This is called a hodah memin haTaina, as the tzviah was kadim and the shemen, and he admitted to the kadim, so therefore his chayev is shvuah's motiv b'miksas, even though Rabbi Gamliel holds that in order to be chayav a shvuah's motiv b'miksas, you do not need a hodah mimin haTaina, as we saw earlier in the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel is saying here that ledivrei, the chachamim that argue with me and hold that you do need a hodah mimin haTaina, this would be considered a hodah mimin haTaina. Tano kelim b'karkos, v'hoda b'kelim, b'kafar b'karkos, b'karkos b'kafar b'kelim, pater. If somebody makes a claim against somebody else that the other guy owes him utensils plus land, and the person admits to owing the utensils, but denies owing the land, or admits to owing the land and denies to owing the utensils, in such a case he is patur from taking a shvua as mode of a mikvah, as we learn out from the pasuk that you do not take a shvua on karko. So therefore, both the hodah, the admittal that you made, plus the kfira, the denial, they both have to be on something other than karko. So therefore, in these cases, his patur from a shvua as mode of a mikvah. Hodah b'mikvah ha-karkos, patur. B'mikvah ha-kelem chai. If there is a claim being made against him on kelem and karkos, and the guy admits to partially owing the karkos, that he owes some of the karkos from the claim that are being made against him, but denies the rest of the karkos and also denies the kelem, his patur from taking a shvuas modeh b'mikvah. As we said, both the hodah and the kfira have to be on something other than karkos. But if he admits partially to the tvia of kelim, that he admits to owing some of the kelim, but denies owing the rest of the kelim, and also denies owing the karkos, in such a case he is chayav to take a shvuas modeh b'mikvah, since there is a hodah and the kfira on the kelim. And when he does take a shvuah, he also has to take a shvuah on the karkos, that he does not owe the karkos to the other person. Sha'anachasin she'en lahem achrayis, Zokakin es anachasin she'yeis lahem achrayis lishava alem. The reason why when he takes the shvuah, he has to swear on the karkos also, even though, as we said, we learn out from the pasuk that there is no chiyah shvuah on karkos, is because since he already here has to take a shvuah on the chasin she'en lahem achrayis, this is referring to property other than kelim, as since there is a hodah and a kfira on the kelim, he has to take a shvuah on the kfira of the kelim. And once we are forcing him to take a shvuah on the kelim, we can force him also to take a shvuah on the nechasim sheyesh lahen achrayis. This is referring to the karka, as this is called gilgul shvuah. Once bezin is being mechayev somebody to take a shvuah, bezin could be mechayev him to take other shvuahs as well, which he otherwise would be patur to take. Maseches Shvuot, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, Ein Nishbar, and Al Tainas Cheresh Shaita Bekata. A Cheresh, a deaf mute, that makes a claim against you with sign language, that claim would not be mechayev you a Shvuot. So too, if a Shota, a crazy person, or a Katan, a child under 13 years old, would make a claim against you, that would not be mechayev you a Shvuot. The reason is that these people do not have Das, therefore their claim is not a valid claim. So therefore, even if you admit partially to their claim, you would not be hired to take a shvuas motive of mikzah min haTorah. You would, though, have to take a shvuas hesis min rabbanan lishum tikin haolam. The reason being, if you did not have to take a shvuah at all, then anybody can grab something from a cheresh shaita or kazan and would not be afraid he would have to take a shvuah. The ein mashpien es hakazan. Bezin does not force a katan to take a shvuah under any circumstances. The reason being is that a katan is not aware of the severity of taking a shvuah sheker. Avo nishbarin la katan v'lahegdish. You would have to take a shvuah to a katan, though, in a case where the katan's father owed you money, and the father died and the katan inherited the property. Before you collect the money that is owed to you from the katan, you would have to take a shvuah. And you also have to take a shvuah to hegdish. If somebody is makdish his property to hegdish, and he had owed money to somebody else, and you can't be makdish property that is owed to somebody else, that person, when he collects the money that is owed to him from hegdish, he would first have to take a shvuah that that money is really owed to him.